This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 72 for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, although activity was choppy and volatile. Canola up $5 to $7 at the final bell. The November contract up $6.80 at $867.40 per ton. Canola was mainly tracking the Chicago soy oil market today, which saw some wide price swings throughout the session but were higher at the close. European rapeseed futures set fresh highs overnight, and that provided additional support. The tight supply situation and need to ration demand remain another bullish influence, but canola is looking overpriced compared to other options, and demand is already being rationed at these price levels. Strength in the Canadian dollar, up over half a cent today, also weighed on prices. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher with the choppy activity. Broad weakness in the U.S. dollar index internationally provided support, as that makes exports more attractive for global buyers. Soy oil futures traded within a wide range, and that volatility spilled into the bean market as well, but the bias was higher at the close, with rallies in corn and wheat also supportive. November beans up 8 cents at $12.82 per bushel. Chinese traders returned to the market after 4 days of holidays, but there were no signs of any fresh export business today. The advancing U.S. harvest did keep some caution in the bean market, with early stages of seeding in Brazil also being followed closely. Corn, meanwhile, was due for a correction after yesterday's losses, the December contract up 8 cents at $5.25 per bushel. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains as corn bounced off of the 200-day moving average. Gains in Chinese corn futures overnight were also supportive, but the advancing U.S. harvest did keep a lid on the upside. Wheat futures, they were higher across the board, seeing a correction from recent losses. Minneapolis up 15 cents in the December contract at $9.03 per bushel. Kansas City also up 15 cents at $7.06 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 15 cents as well at $7.05¾. Mixed production estimates out of Russia did keep some caution in the market, with Russian analysts Sov Econ pegging the country's crop at 75.6 million tons. That's about 3 million tons above the USDA's current projection. Meanwhile, a separate agency recently lowered their estimate from 77 million down to 74, citing dryness in some areas. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.